What up, what up? It is strange, Brit. I'm going to steal this meme from Helen Uzumi. It's originally Tumblr, but I'm gonna change the meme up a little bit along the way. Okay, sound good? Questions underneath in case you want to do the same. So, your name and username. Well, my name is David, and my username is Strange Breed, but most people know me as Drunk. I'm from Ontario, Canada, in a little place called Ontario, Canada. I'm supposed to pronounce the following words: ant, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, or caramel, depends on how badly I want to speak, apparently. Fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught naturally, aluminum, GIF, Tumblr, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope, gboy. I don't know what the fuck that is. What's it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That is called TPing. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda or soft drink? I like the term soft drink because it's painful, so I don't know why it's called soft, so it's clearly a sick joke. I usually use pop, though, as the term. What do you call gym shoes? I guess gym shoes. Or running shoes. Or alternatively, gym shoes. What do you call your grandparents? Well, on my mother's side, it was always Nanny and Poppy. On my father's side, it was always Grandma and Grandpa. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? A car, because fuck everyone else. Just drive on through. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? I use voice and complaining because usually someone else has stolen the remote from me. Choose a book and read a passage from it. All right, we're going to go with The Restored Text of the Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs. Let's just read a page. Ooh, this is a good looking page. All right, just a random page here. AJ once reserved a table a year in the Advance Chez Robert, where a huge, icy gourmet broods over the greatest cuisine in the world. So baneful and derogatory is his gaze that many a client under that withering blast has rolled on the floor and pissed all over himself in convulsion attempts to integrate. So AJ arrives with six Bolivian Indians who chew cocoa leaves between courses. And when Robert and all his gourmet majesty bears down on the table, AJ looks up and yells, "Hey boy, bring me some ketchup." Alternative, AJ whips out a bottle of ketchup and douses the hot cuisine. 30 gourmets stop chewing at once. Could have heard a souffle drop. As for Robert, he lets out a bellow of rage like a wounded elephant, runs to the kitchen and arms himself with a meat cleaver. The sommelier snarls hideously, his face turning a strange iridescent purple. He breaks off a bottle of brut champagne. 26, Pierre. The head waiter snatches up a boning knife. All three chase AJ through the restaurant with mangled, inhuman screams of rage. Tables overturn, vintage wines and matchless food crash to the floor. Cries of "Lynch him!" ring through the air. An elderly gourmet with the insane bloodshot eyes of a mandrill is fashioning the hangman's knot with a red velvet curtain cord. Seeing himself cornered in imminent danger of dismemberment, at least, AJ plays his trump card. He throws back his head and lets out a hog call, and 100 famished hogs he has stationed nearby rush into the restaurant, slopping the hot cuisine. Like a great tree, Robert falls to the floor in a stroke where he is eaten by the hogs. "Poor bastard don't know enough to appreciate him," says AJ. Robert's brother Paul emerges from retirement in a local nut house and takes over the restaurant to dispense something he calls the transcendental cuisine. Imperceptibly, the quality of the food declines until he is serving literal garbage, the clients being too intimidated by the reputation of Chez Robert to protest. Sample menu: the clear camel piss soup with boiled earthworms, the fillet of sun-ripened stingray, boasted with eau de cologne and garnished with nettles, the afterbirth supreme de bouffe, cooked in drained crankcase oil, served with a pinquette sauce of rotten egg yolks and crushed bedbugs, the Limburger cheese sugar cured in diabetic urine, doused in canned heat flamboyant. So the clients are quietly dying of botulism. Then AJ returns with an
entourage of Arab refugees from the Middle East. He takes one mouthful and screams, "Garbage, goddammit! Cook this wise citizen in his own swill." Next question. Do you think you have an accent? Well, technically, we all have an accent. Some people more to the south of the state say they can hear my Canadianisms. It's kind of like the further you are south, the more of an accent you get. The further north you get, the more you have an accent. But right in southern Canada and northern United States, there's a good little, like, circle, you could say, where the accents are really bland. So unless I say certain words quickly, you can't really hear my accent. And same with the people around, like, let's say from my area around Ontario to, like, somewhere more like Michigan or New York, or you usually get the same sort of very almost, I wouldn't say bland, but it's very, there's not a whole lot of ups and downs to my voice. It's kind of just the same drawl, I guess. But yeah, I guess I have an accent. Would you rather be a wizard or a vampire? Oh, motherfucking sorcerer, come on now. Wizards, all that magical power, amazing. Still waiting for my Hogwarts letter, you know? Vampires, I don't know. I guess American Horror Story season was really fucking good. Depends what kind of vampire, right? Because most wizards, you're doing okay. Unless you're looking at a sorcerer from somewhere like DC or Marvel, where they have to lose some of their own life to cast spells. Wizards, you usually get through okay. Vampires, you have a 50-50 chance of living in eternal hell. Well, this question originally said, do you know anyone on Tumblr in real life? Let's go with Ink Bunny, because I'm going to throw this on Ink Bunny. I've met some in real life, but other than friends who I've introduced to the site or who are on the site already, not really, other than like at cons. All right. And then I have to end this post by saying three words, any three words I want. We're going to go with quiche, rim job, and soliloquy.